Okay, William. Hey, hello, hello, hello. Hey, here again is Chapter 2 of Lemonade, The Hunt for Sunny Citrus. So I hope you like this part of the story. It's one of my favorite parts. So when I left the store yesterday, Strong Bones and Bigfoot had finished drinking all of the lemonade. There wasn't any lemonade left, so they decided that they would go down to Mr. Tutty's grocery and emporium and buy another can of lemonade. And when Strong Bones felt in his pocket, he pulled out 73 cents. He thought, "Yes, I can buy a can of lemonade for 73 cents. It'll be delicious." Of course, they were going to buy just the best lemonade, which was Sunny Citrus lemonade, right? But they were going to go anyway and find if they could see it and buy it and bring it home, and then they could have another big pitcher of lemonade without cute bones. They could drink it all. So they went to Mr. Tutty's grocery and emporium. And as he walked along the street, people would say, "Hi, Bigfoot! Hi, Bigfoot!" And Bigfoot would go, "Oomph, oomph." And then they'd say, "Strong Bones, I see your friend is back. Hi, Bigfoot." Bigfoot would say, would greet everybody because he was a very, very friendly Sasquatch. And they got to Mr. Tutty's grocery and emporium. Now, you might think it was just a little grocery store. And it was that because out front there was a farmer's market. And all the people around Apple Knoll and in the hills would come and they'd sell their vegetables and their fruits in front of the farmer's market. Well, it was late spring. It was almost time for summer vacation, but there were strawberries for sale. There was kale. They had lettuce. They had spinach. Oh my goodness, all the early yummy, yummy stuff you can have. People had turnips. They were selling old garlic from the winter that was delicious garlic. It was wonderful. And they walked through all these stands, and Bigfoot was like, good, because, as a Sasquatch, he was used to going out finding food for himself out in the mountains. But every once in a while, maybe he was too close to like a little farm, and maybe he'd find a cabbage that nobody was paying attention to, or some apples, and so he knew what the food was, and oh, it was wonderful. But they were on a mission to get lemonade. So they went inside the store. They went into the open doors, and there was the emporium. Now, this wasn't just a normal grocery store. This was an emporium, and it had a little bit of everything. But as soon as they walked in the door, who did they see? Mr. Tutty. I don't know if he had a first name because I never heard his first name, but it was Mr. Tutty. And he looked at Strong Bones, and he looked at Bigfoot. He looked back at Strong Bones, and he said, "Mr. Strong Bones." Strong Bones said, "Yes, Mr. Tutty." "Mr. Strong Bones, pets are not allowed in this store." Strong Bones said, "Huh?" Bigfoot said, "Huh?" And Strong Bones said, "Mr. Tutty, this is not a pet. This is Bigfoot. He's a Sasquatch." Mr. Tutty just looked at him and said, "Huh, I would believe it, but I don't. He looks like a big dog to me on his hand foot. He can't be in the store." Strong Bones said, "Wait, wait, 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 no, Mr. Tutty, Bigfoot is just like he's human. He just has he has a little more hair than we do. But please, I'll make sure he's good. I'll make sure he's good. And if he isn't good, I will pay for anything he breaks." Mr. Tutty looked at Strong Bones and said, "Well, you keep an eye on that big pet, and I'll let you in the store." So Strong Bones and Bigfoot were able to get in the store. And what did they say? Well, Strong Bones was kind of showing off to Bigfoot too. Sometimes you like to show off and show your stuff. So he said, "Look, look, no, Bigfoot, come here. This is the hardware section." And they went to the hardware section, and there it was almost like an Ace Hardware store. It had everything you could imagine. It had tools, it had hammers, it had saws, it had wrenches, it had nails and hinges. If you wanted to water your lawn, it could sell you a hose. If you wanted to grill out, it would sell you grill gas, or it would sell you charcoal. It had a little bit of everything. And if you really needed something that he didn't have, like a brand new grill, then Mr. Tidy would order it from way down south in Skedaddle, and they would send it up in a big old truck, and he'd have it delivered to your house. Otherwise, if you were just trying to put up pictures, or you were trying to fix a cabinet door, or if you were trying to, fix your toilet because it was overflowing, you could find it at Mr. Tutty's Grocery and Emporium. Strongbow said, wait, we got to see. And he grabbed Bigfoot by the hand and he brought him to the another corner of the store. And there was where the tourists came. Now, I haven't talked much about this because Apple Knoll, Apple Knoll is a tourist mecca. And a lot of tourists come up from Skedaddle. They come up from a lot of cities all around because Apple Knoll is a place to go see trolls. And so there were a whole line of things all about trolls. There were troll mugs. There were little troll statuettes. There were little troll glasses. And there was a line of t-shirts that said, I saw the trolls at Apple Knoll. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, Strongbones wanted to buy one of those for Bigfoot. He said, Bigfoot, you'd look really good in this one. But you know what? He couldn't find any XXXXXXLs. They didn't have them. And that's what Bigfoot needed to wear. Strongbones said, Darn, I wanted to get you a t-shirt. So we grabbed him and brought him to the toy section. Well, Mr. Tutty was not like the toy shop witch in Squeaky Toy, because he put all his toys out and he wanted you to buy them. As a matter of fact, you could even pick them up, and if you were really careful, you could take them out of the box and look at them, but if you broke anything, it was yours. You buy it. And there, along the toys, were so many Lego toys, you would just not believe it. There were walkie-talkies, there were Mighty Men, there were animated toys, there were little robots. But guess what Bigfoot saw? Bigfoot went to the Star Wars collection, and there in a box was a super big model of Chewbacca. And Bigfoot said, Look! And Bigfoot looked at Chewbacca, and he looked at Bigfoot, and he said, oh yeah, Bigfoot, you do sort of look like Chewbacca. I have to say, you are kind of big, and you're hairy, but you're not Chewbacca. He was in outer space. You're Bigfoot. You're here on Earth in Apple Knoll. Bigfoot was like, me want. And Strongbones said, well, yes, you can want, but you have to wait. Have you ever heard that, William? You have to wait. Oh. The adults do that all the time. And who would think Strongbones would do that? But Bigfoot said, me want. Strongbones said, no. We have to go back to the back section. So they went to the back section. And they came into the cooler chest. Now, in the back was where all the cold food was. And Mr. Tutty had a long, long cooler chest. And it was open. Sometimes there are cooler chests like that, and you're open, and there's little kind of frost coming off the top, because after all, this is how they keep them cool. And Bigfoot walked up to the cooler chest, and he looked down, and he put his face into the cold. Good glacier. Good. Well, you know how Bigfoot likes cold stuff, and when he saw the cold stuff, he was like, woohoo, and he started to climb into the cold chest. Bigfoot, Strongbones pulled him back, said, no, Bigfoot, you can't climb in there. That's a cold chest for food. Look, here's the hamburger, and there's the chickens. Down there are the eggs. You can't just climb in. Come on, we're going to walk down. Here's the milk. Okay, there's the yogurt. Here's the cottage cheese. Here's the cheese. Oh, there's the lemonade. And they walked down, and there was a row of cans of lemonade. And Bigfoot looked at the cans. He was looking for the one lemonade he wanted. Well, Strongbones was looking at the cans too. And Strongbones was saying, which can do I want? What would be the best lemonade? And he counted his dollar, his pennies, and he had 73 cents in his pocket. And he looked at all the cans. Oh, some were 92 cents. Some were 88 cents. Some were just, he couldn't afford it. And then he came to the can of Little Dipper lemonade. And the Little Dipper lemonade, if you want to know what it looked like, the Little Dipper lemonade was a picture of the Little Dipper in the sky from some sort of beach with palm trees. I think it was like Florida. You know, Florida is that funny state where it's always hot. And each of the stars in the Little Dipper were lemons. And it was their Little Dipper lemonade. And it was only 68 cents because it was on sale. Strongbones looked in his pocket and said, oh, wait. I have 73 cents, but this is 68 cents. If I have 68 cents, 73 minus 68, it leaves me 5 cents. With that 5 cents, Oh, Strongbone's mind started filling up with all the things he could buy. He could buy some gum. He could buy some candy. He could probably buy two little lollipops, and they could each have a lollipop. Oh, but if he bought some gum, he could break the gum in half, and then they could both chew bubble gum. That would be so good. And he reached in, and he grabbed a can of the Little Dipper lemonade and said, "Look, look, Bigfoot, we have some lemonade." Well, Bigfoot had a different idea. Bigfoot wasn't buying this. Bigfoot looked at him, "Me want," and he pointed to the Sunny Citrus lemonade, and he reached over and he pulled out the Sunny Citrus lemonade, and he held it up, and he said, "Me want." Well, Strongbone said, "Oh, yeah, that's the one we had in the refrigerator, that's right, but this is good, this is just as good, and you know what, if I get this, then I save some money." Well, okay, Strongbones is talking to Bigfoot. Now, Strongbones is a human, and he knows about money because he gets an allowance, and he does his chores, and he saves up his money so he can buy stuff. But Bigfoot's a Sasquatch. Bigfoot doesn't use money. Sasquatch have no idea what money is. They don't care what money is. Because money's money, money, money is funny. They just are Sasquatch. So Strongbones telling him that he could save 5 cents meant nothing at all to Bigfoot. Nothing. But Strongbones was like, "Yeah, I'll save 5 cents. Bigfoot said, "No, me want." And he held up his can of Sunny Citrus lemonade. And Strongbones said, no, look, we'll get this one and I'll buy us some bubble gum." And he grabbed the can of lemonade out of Bigfoot's hand and he put it back on the shelf. Well, I got to tell you, this is not what you do with the Sasquatch. Don't take something out of a Sasquatch's hand. It's not smart, because Sasquatches do have a temper. Sometimes they have temper tantrums, and sometimes they don't like you taking things out of their hand. Strongbones just did that. Well, Strongbones should have known better. Oh, he should have thought, he should have known, he knew Sasquatch, he lived with them. But you know what the problem was? Strongbones was all about saving 5 cents. That's all he could think of. He had had both lemonades. He liked them, but he knew they were the same. They were all canned lemon concentrate from Brazil. That's all it was. And they took the canned concentrate, they made the lemonade, they put a different label on it, but it was the same lemonade. Strongbones knew that. Bigfoot didn't. Oh, so Bigfoot watched Strongbones take the lemonade can out of his hand and put it back. Strongbones looked at him and said, "Me want." And he took the can of lemonade out of Strongbones' hand, and he put it back on the shelf. Only he didn't put it back on the shelf where the lemons were. He put it on top of the yogurt. But that's another part of it. So he said, "No, me want." And then, you know what Bigfoot did? He reached in and grabbed the Sunny Citrus lemonade can again. And Strongbones said, no, you big oaf. I don't want that lemonade. I want this lemonade. I'm buying this. I'm the one that gets to choose." And he took the can out of Bigfoot's hand again, and he put it back on the shelf, and then reached over and picked up the Little Dipper lemonade and said, "This is what we're going. Come on." And he grabbed Bigfoot and he started to pull him down the aisle. Well, Bigfoot was not having any of this. He looked at Strongbones and he said, "No, me want." And he walked over to the cooler chest. Did he reach inside the cooler chest? No, he stepped inside the cooler chest and he grabbed the Sunny Citrus lemonade. He said, "Me want." Boom, and he banged his chest. Well, Strongbones now was kind of mad because he said, "You big oaf, don't you understand I could get us some bubblegum too?" And he walked over to Bigfoot and he climbed into the cooler chest too and went face to face with Bigfoot and said, "Don't you know that?" Well, Strongbones made a little bit of a mistake here. And he made a mistake because he was not paying attention to Sasquatch language. Well, in Sasquatch language, I'd have to explain Sasquatch, and I don't know it very well. But in Sasquatch language, nobody owns anything. Everything is for everybody. But if you want something, you can say, "Me want." And then all the Sasquatch adults will say, "Well, he wants it. This is pretty cool for him. He can have it." And they let you have it. You can have it. Have it as long as you want it. It's great. No, everybody. And they work it out that way. But sometimes, and this had happened to Bigfoot, because after all, he's big, but he's not the biggest. Sometimes you have something you want, and a bigger someone comes and takes it from you. Then maybe it's like, I don't know, William, maybe you taking something from Lauren and running away laughing hysterically. There, a bigger one takes that from you. And in Sasquatch language, you now say, me want. But, even though it might be the same word, it is not the same meaning. Because when you say that, when somebody's taking it away from you, it means, that is mine, you give it back to me, or I'm going to beat the living daylights out of you. Something like that. Of course, if you're smaller, you're not going to beat something out of somebody who's bigger. That doesn't work that way. Unless they're a bully and they're a coward. And Sasquatch don't tend to be bullies and cowards. That's a human thing. But at any rate, Bigfoot was saying, me want, meaning you took it away from me. It's mine. I want it back. And so he wasn't thinking. He stepped into the glacier and grabbed his lemonade. Strongbone stepped into the glacier and went face to face and said, you dummy, I want this lemonade. We'll have bubblegum too. Okay, here's another thing you have to know about Sasquatch. Sasquatch are big. They're tough. They're rough. Sometimes they get angry at each other. And sometimes they want to fight. But you know what? Sasquatch are too big to fight. Because no matter what, somebody gets hurt. Somebody gets hurt bad. Somebody doesn't like it. It's no fun being squished by a Sasquatch or being like banged by a Sasquatch. So what the Sasquatch have done is they worked out this deal where instead of actually fighting with each other, right, they just go through a whole series of I'm tougher than you are type things, right? And out in the woods, that means they pick up a branch and they throw it down on the ground. Oh, I'm tough. And then if you're the other guy, you'll say, yeah, and you'll go to a pine tree and you'll break off a branch and you'll throw it down. And then the other Sasquatch will pick up a big boulder and say, throw it down. And then they go back and forth like that and they make a lot of noise. Oh, my goodness. They scare everything away. They make a lot of noise. They make kind of a mess. But eventually, one Sasquatch or the other says, you know what? This is getting too much for me. I can't pick up a stone that big. I'm going to really pay for it if I keep this up. And so then they have a word. And the word is, okay, you can have it. And all Strongbones had to say was, okay, you can have it. But he didn't. Instead, he said, you big lummox, I want this lemonade, and I'm going to take this back. And he went to take the lemonade out of Bigfoot's hand. He grabbed it and put it back on the shelf. Well, what did Bigfoot do? Did Bigfoot go back after the lemonade? Did Bigfoot think, no, let's talk about this logically, and I'll explain to you why I want this lemonade? Did Strongbone say, let me explain this, we could get something else? No. Bigfoot picked up a frozen chicken, and he threw it back down. Kaboom! Me what? Strongbones said, hey, what do you mean? Well, Strongbones had actually watched Bigfoot or Sasquatch have this battle, and he knew that he was just being challenged. So he looked at Bigfoot and said, what do you mean, you big lummox? And he went in and picked up a piece of cheese, big chunk of cheese, and he threw it down into the cooler chest. No, I want this lemonade. So Bigfoot said, brr, and he picked up a turkey, and he threw it down. Boom! Bigfoot said, are you kidding me? He picked up a can of yogurt, a big gallon of yogurt, and he said, no, and he threw it down into the cooler chest of that yogurt. It splattered all over the place. And Bigfoot started walking towards Strongbones, and Strongbones started backing up, holding his can of lemonade, said, we're going to buy this one. Bigfoot said, me want, and he picked up a dozen eggs, and he threw it down. Oh, my goodness. And he stepped on him. And Strongbone said, no, I want this. And then he picked up some frozen broccoli, and he threw that down. And they were going down through the cooler chest, throwing stuff back and forth, yelling at each other. And dun, 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 who walked down the aisle? But Mr. Tutty. And Mr. Tutty saw this big Sasquatch in his cooler chest. And Strongbones in his cooler chest, and they were taking stuff off the shelf and throwing it into the cooler chest and yelling at each other. And Mr. Tutty had his broom and he smacked it on the floor. "What are you doing?" he yelled. Oh, if you'd seen his face. His face looked like it was going to be a firecracker. It was so red, so red. There were sparks coming out of his ears, I swear. And his hair was standing straight up on end. His eyes were like, if they were lasers, he would have cut them both in half. "What are you doing in my store?" Strongbones looked at Mr. Tuddy and realized, "Oops." He looked at Sasquatch, and he said, "Oops." And then he remembered, "Okay, you can have it." And he tossed down his lemonade. He grabbed that can of Sunny Citrus lemonade. He grabbed Bigfoot, and he ran down the aisle. And they got to the front end. Strongbones reached into his pocket. He put it down on the desk on the counter by the cashier. "Here, this is the lemonade." And he ran out the door. Oh, they ran out the door, and they went all the way back to Strongbones' home, laughing hysterically. Strongbones wasn't really thinking. But they went back to Strongbones' house, and they had their can of lemonade. And they went into the house, and they made a whole pitcher of lemonade, without ice, of course, because as soon as Strongbones gave Bigfoot the ice, he ate it. And they camped that back on the front porch, and they sat and they drank lemonade all afternoon and ate cookies. And then Strongbones' mother, Sweetbones, came out, and she brought some sandwiches. And Bigfoot, me like. And they had some sandwiches. I think they were probably chicken sandwiches, or maybe they were chicken. They were something. She made good sandwiches. And then it got dark, and it got late. And they spent the whole afternoon talking about how summer vacation was coming up, and Strongbones was going to spend the whole summer in the woods with Bigfoot. And he was come up to the glacier, and they were going to run around. They were going to find hidden caves. They were going to go tease the bears. That was always fun to do. They were going to go by and get blueberries and fruits and have a great time and go fishing and get salmon and all the rest. Finally, Bigfoot said, me gotta go. Because it was getting late. It was getting close to sunset, and he had to get up in the mountains before it was way too dark, because he'd be expected home, and his parents would not be happy if he was late. So Bigfoot said, okay, thanks for coming to see me, Bigfoot. Thanks, I had such a good time. Strongbones gave him a big hug. Oh, what a big hug. And I'll be up to see you in a couple of weeks. Bigfoot said, bye. And he walked out of the house, down the road, into the mountains, and he was gone. And Sweetbones came out and looked at her son and said, well, Strongbones, did you have a good day today? And Strongbones said, oh, I had a great day today. It was so good to see Bigfoot. I got to show him around town. I got to show him Mr. Tuddy's grocery store. We had a good time. And then we had lemonade all afternoon. Because Strongbones was just then remembering. Uh-oh. He was remembering his little battle in the cooler section. Uh-oh. But he didn't say anything because he thought maybe he would just say nothing. And then they had dinner, and he went to bed, and that was a happy day for Strongbones. And that, my good little boy, is the end of today's chapter. And this is actually the last chapter, because tomorrow I'll tell you the epilogue. Now remember, the prologue is the front end, and the epilogue is the back end. Because I've told you the story of lemonade, but I haven't told you what happened afterwards. But we'll save that for tomorrow. So you have a good sleep, sweet William, and have a wonderful hug with your mama and your dada, and I hope your baby sister hears this too, because she's cute. Love you, William. Good night.